Although 8 cabins are eventually planned for the Wrangell and Petersburg districts, just 2 will be built in 2025. One cabin will be near Lawn Lake on Wrangell Island, which they're currently calling Little Lakes. It will be renamed with a Tlingit name. The other site, Woodpecker Cabin, will be on Petersburg's Mitkoff Island along Woodpecker Cove Road on the southwest side of the island. Tori Hauser is the recreational manager for the Wrangell and Petersburg Forest Service districts. She says that the Forest Service has prioritized building just 2 cabins right in the 2 districts.
Every district wants to have a new cabin, and we don't have the funding to do like hundreds of new cabins. So we do have to go through some kind of a process to determine which ones are going to be most valuable and serving people and meeting all the demands.
By 2025, 5 other cabins will be built in the Tongass National Forest, a cabin near Perseverance Trail near Ketchikan, and one at False Bay in Hoonah. Also, one at Signal Creek Campground in Ketchikan, Mendenhall Campground in Juneau, and El Capitan Interpretive Site on Prince of Wales Island. The cabins are part of the Alaska Cabins Project, which plans to bring 25 new cabins to the Tongass and Chugach National Forests. Through public outreach, the Forest Service found that people prefer to use cabins where there's easy access by road or boat, and both cabins will be bigger and more accessible for people with different abilities. They'll be near recreational opportunities like fishing and hiking, and also have significant covered porches. Hauser says Wrangell students helped design the cabin at the Little Lakes site.
We brought some students out from the high school here in Wrangell, and they're part of a group called T3 Alliance, and they use drones to provide us with some footage of the Little Lakes area, and then they made these little proposals of how they would build the cabin and the outhouse and how they would orient.
The landscape architects working on the project took the middle and high school students' drone footage, and they're using it in the official design for Little Lakes. Besides the 2 new cabins, the Forest Service also plans to repair a cabin in each district. West Point Cabin, located about 24 miles by boat from Petersburg in 2025, and the popular Annan Bay Cabin at the Annan Wildlife Observatory about 30 miles southeast of Wrangell. A tree destroyed its roof last year, rendering it unusable. The Alaska Cabins Project is funded by $14.4 million from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. The Forest Service's partner, the National Forest Foundation, also gave another $3.7 million. Jason Anderson with the Forest Service in Petersburg says the cabins that get built on the Tongass and Chugach will ultimately come down to funding.
Sometimes what we find in these cabin projects is there's certain ideals that we want to meet that are really either being excessively expensive or just operationally impossible.
Above all, Anderson says this project is important for Alaskans because wildlife and recreation are essential in the Southeast Alaskan culture.
We're definitely excited to be working on the project. We know Alaskans love their cabins. We, you know, our goal through the project with the National Forest Foundation is to try to put at least one cabin on all of our ranger districts so that all of our communities and user groups get to experience a new one.
Anderson says that Alaska's cabin project will support the existing workforce, as it will have a local economic influence using local wood and resources. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.